Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new man, and the same glory that is on Yeshua, on Jesus, he promises in the Gospel of John, the 17th chapter, will be on us, the missing ingredient, the Jewish people coming back into the body. I mean, Yeshua put it this way, I shall not return until the Jewish people say, Baruch haba b'shem Adonai, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. My guest this week is Diane Nutt. I'm speaking to her at her home in a suburban town near Dallas, Texas. And Diane walks in such a fresh, wonderful presence of God, but she paid a price to get there, and she is going to release that this week, the anointing of God, and I believe many of you, your lives are going to be transformed. But Diane, time and time again, you were backslidden, you went into drugs, you had a wonderful family, but you couldn't help yourself, and you would repent, and God would accept you back, and you'd repent, and God would accept you back. But I know there was a point where if you kept that up, you would have been lost forever. And God, in his mercy, you're sitting outside of a drug dealer's house, ready to get some drugs, and the Holy Spirit speaks to you and says, what are you doing here? And you call a former drug addict that's a friend of yours that you knew had been saved, and he told you to forgive yourself and to repent and to ask God to forgive you, and you did that, and what happened?
Well, it was amazing, Sid. I would like to say something about forgiveness towards self. That is such an important thing that you must do, and that reveals that love of God in your life and to you, because I had asked God for forgiveness many times, and I had forgiven others. But I had never forgiven myself. And when I did, it's just immediately the shame and the condemnation and the guilt, it was just gone. I mean, I didn't realize until a couple of days later that pain that I had been having in my body from arthritis, it was gone totally. And someone right now has been struggling with arthritis in their body, even fibromyalgia, and God wants to bring a healing into your heart right now. And if you will just release that forgiveness towards yourself and release the hurt and the anger and the bitterness and that fear, God will manifest his healing power to you right now. I release that healing power to each and every person that is receiving God's love, and you are right now being set free from all that condemnation and guilt and shame. God is a loving Father, and he doesn't want you to walk in any guilt or condemnation because of what you have done and what you've gone through. The blood of Jesus has washed you and cleansed you and made you whole. And Sid, that is what happened, is the blood of Jesus washed me, and I was white as snow. Every symptom was gone. I wasn't hungry anymore. I had no craving or no desire for the cocaine. I mean, everything was just totally gone, and my whole life began a new journey with the Lord. And
Diane, how long ago was that?
That was 20 years ago this May. 20 years ago.
Now listen, I'm Jewish, and the call of the Gentile, according to Romans 11:11, is to provoke the Jew to jealousy. The anointing on your life just provokes me to jealousy, and I know that God wants everyone to walk in that type of presence. I mean, it is, every time I talk to you on the phone, it's thick. I understand that even when you hug people, and when I did the television show, I normally don't let a woman hug me. You hug me, and there was an impartation. Give me an example of someone that you hugged and what happened to them.
there's been so many people, but one in particular, and this was just at our church that my husband and I pastored just here recently. A young lady came up after the service, and I hugged her and just released the love of God. And next thing I knew, she kind of stepped back, and she goes, "Whoa," and she just started giggling. And I said, "Isn't he wonderful?" And she goes, "Yes," and she just kind of started swaying from one side to the other because there was such a lightness, Sid, that came into her heart at that very moment, because the Word of God tells us that his yoke is easy and his burden is light, and the love of God, it will lift you up so far above your circumstances and what you are going through. And that just happened just quickly. You could feel the manifestation of God's presence. There's the presence of God, but then there's the manifestations of his presence. But also, I remember another one that is coming to me is just back in at the 1st of February at a service that I did. A young lady came up, and she had been so heartbroken. And the Lord told me, said, just to hug her. And so I just took her and just held her and hugged her. And she just started breaking, just started crying like a baby. And next thing I knew, she had just, you know, gone all the way down to the floor and had fallen under the power of God. And God healed her heart from pain and just lifted her up, and it was amazing. I did used to have people would say, "Don't go hug Diane Nutt unless you want to fall under the power of God." And, you know, I love people. I love God. And what we need is the love of God. People need the love of God. You don't need judgment to be hit on the head for what you've done wrong, because we know most of the time when we're doing wrong, we know that something's not right. And so we need to rectify and resolve what we're doing that's not right. But we also need to know that always when God's judgment comes to it, there's mercy. And that mercy is there following us, waiting in the goodness of God to just break us through into his presence.
Now, you pray for people in grocery stores, wherever you go, restaurants. Tell me about one person you prayed for that a total stranger, not in a, quote, church or Christian environment.
One thing that's coming to me right now is a young lady who actually she was a small girl, and I didn't actually pray for her at that moment, but she was coming out of the post office with her mother, and all of a sudden as I'm walking in and this little girl looks at me, and there was just a connection made. I mean, the Spirit of God just manifested, and she just fell back. And she was, you know, she was laying there on the mat in the post office right as her and her mother were fixing to walk out of the post office. And her mother looked down at her and, you know, said, "What are you doing?" Well, the little girl just, you know, kind of stumbled with her words. But she had been touched by the presence of God. Well, when I got inside the actual post office, there was only one lady, Sid, that was working behind the counter. And she looked at me and tears just welled up in her eyes. And she told me, she said, "I know what that little girl saw. She saw Jesus." And this woman just started pouring her heart out to me about her 16-year-old son that she was having a lot of problems with. And so it was an opportunity to share the love of God with this woman whose son had been in some similar things that I had gone through, and just to speak hope into this mother's heart that he was going to be okay. And so there's just amazing.
Diane, I can sense as I'm speaking to you right now just a tremendous presence of God in the studio here, and I'm sure that people that are listening feel that presence of God. Are you special, or can everyone walk in that type of presence of God?
Everyone. But Sid, you know what? We are all special to Him, and He loves each of us so dearly. And once I got into a certain, I guess I can say it, the charismatic scene, that there just was not a lot of this love that I had received and experienced, you know, as a child. And so my cry and my heart became, God, let people feel you like I do. Let them know you like I do. And I do always share. It's not just a special thing for someone who walks in.
I'll tell you what. We have 2 days left this week. I want you to teach on Thursday and Friday of how, and pray for an impartation for our people. And Mishpocha, every week, God gives me choice servants that have a little bit of the mystery of God, areas that the average church doesn't even know about, let alone teach on. And so we have our CD of the month where we take excerpts of every week's broadcast, plus I do a teaching of what the Holy Spirit is up to on planet Earth, and we send it to you every month. I'd love to send you a brochure so you can get our CD of the month. Call our toll-free number, and everyone that does it this week and orders it will give you a CD of this week's interview with Diane Nutt. So I would like you to call our toll-free number. It's 1-800-548-1918, and I'd love to show you how you can get that CD of the month. And then every time you feel low, put that CD in and watch the Spirit move on you. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.